Today's daf is Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph. We'll pick it up on the bottom of Lamed Amid Beis, about six lines from the bottom. Omer of Yehuda, Eidus Hamach Cheshes Zeh B'Dikus Kashera B'Dini Momenos. So, just to understand what the Gemara is discussing now, there is two types of interrogation questions that the Dayanim will ask the potential Eidim: Chakiros and Drishos. So the Chakiros are very serious, that they want to basically set up the Eidim to correctly identify the time and the place where it happened. And the reason for that is so that the potential to become Eidim Zomim would exist. But if they cannot answer one of the Chakiros, that they don't know when it was, or where it was, or what day of the week, etc., then it's impossible to be Masnas, and we reject them. The Drishos are a little bit less serious. In other words, these types of questions, if they can't answer, it's not the end of the world. We'll give examples that we're going to discuss later on, but it's like, you know, you say a murder took place. Well, what color was shirt was the guy wearing? You know, stuff like that. So it's good if they can answer, but it's not the end of the world if they don't. So Rabbi Huda says, if you have Eidus HaMacheshes, where the two of them are contradicting each other, one saying one thing, one saying another, then that's fine when for din of Dini Momnos. So Rav Omer Rava, Mistabra Milsa de Rav Yehuda be'echad oimir ba'arnaki shchara. What one of them was talking about, it was a black type of a wallet or a purse. Ve'echad oimir ba'arnaki levon. The other one said it was a white type of purse. Aval echad oimir mona shochor ve'echad oimir mona levon eimit starfin. So if one says that he paid with the black coins, one says that he paid him with white coins. So then eimit starfin. We're not going to combine them. And Rashi says three lines in the bottom. Why not? Why don't we combine them? Hoil the ikur gufa edus. Miss Achshi, there's a hachosh, they're contradicting each other, and I'm just the main part of the Eidus. The Arnaki Shchor b'dini nefashos lo. So we're asking on Rabbi Yehuda. One second, and if they were talking about for dini nefashos, and they had this type of black wallet, right? That's not accepted. The Omer of Chizda, Echad Omer b'sayif haragu, ve'echad Omer ba'arninan haragu. If one person says the guy killed him with a sword, and one type of like this is like some sort of like bent knife. The way the Gaonim explained it. Ein ze nachon. So then this is not nachon. What does it mean? Ein ze nachon. So Rashi points out the bottom line. Ein ha'idazu mechuvenis. It doesn't work out. Right? Volition to kronoket. The Gemara is using the pasuk based on vehine emes nachon hadover. Right? This week's parsha. Ah, gevaldik. It's correct. It's accurate. Mehai kro nafkalam bedikus. Right? So later on we'll learn out this is the requirement for doing all the bedikus. So, echad omer kelov shachor ve'echad omer kelov levonim hareze nachon. So one says that the clothes he was wearing were white and one guy says the clothes he was wearing was black. So then, yeah, it's not the same, but that's like the fact that it's off, it doesn't destroy the Eidus. So the Gemara then says now on the top, Gavra, Gavra, Karomis? One second, you're asking me Akasha, Rav Chizda versus Rav Yehuda. Again, Rav Chizda hold that if you had like some sort of stira by these types of, not major issues, so then it doesn't positive even by Dine Mamnos. Rav Yehuda hold that it does, right? So each one doesn't hold from the other. Nahardoi Omri, Nahardoi, they said, Afilu echad omer mona shochor ve echad omer mona lovon mitstarfin. Even if the guy says once it was black coins, he paid once it was white coins, then we would be mitstarf them, right? Yeah. So, come on, who's this going like? Rabbi Yehuda Yoshua ben Karcha. Right, that's the connection. We've been talking all these statements here from Yoshua ben Karcha. Eimar deshamalei l'Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha. Maybe you only heard this when they were actually not contradicting. Would Rav Yehuda, Yoshua ben Korcha really say this in a case where they're contradicting? This is like in a shtar would be mezuif mitoichov. It's a contradiction. One saying one thing, one saying the other thing. When you're going to mitstarf them, how could that be? Ella, like this. Huda Amr ki aitana ditanyu. No, really, Nehardoi was going like the following brayson. Omer b'Shimon ben Elazar lo nechlechu beis Shammai ubeis Hillel al shtei kitei edim sha'achas omeres masayim va'achas omeres mona sheyesh b'chol masayim mona. So if there's a machloikis between beis Hillel and beis Shammai, there's two different two different groups of Edim. One guy says it was $200, and one says it was $100. So they both would agree that's not necessarily a steer because, you know, when one is talking about 200s, that has the 100 in it. It's not a contradiction per se. Aman nechlekuk continues going, what taki is the machlokis? Akas achas, where they have, there's one set of two witnesses, and one of the witnesses says that it's $200, and the other witness says it was $100. In this case, Beishami Omrim Nechlu Edusim, right? Beishami says we divide them up, since, you know, they're not really saying the same thing that they witness, so then it's no good. Beis Hillel Omrim, no, Yesh B'chal Masayim Ona. The guy's not really lying per se, that he got the statement confused or something like, but didn't say anything wrong, because technically, even though he lent him $200, he also lent him $100, so then Beis Hillel would say that's good. Echad Omer Chaviz Shel Yayin, Ve'echad Omer Chaviz Shel Shemen. Have uvdu v'os l'kaimid rev ami. One of them was saying that he's tying, I gave you a chavis of wine. The other one says, I gave you a chavis of oil, right? So Rav Ami had to pask in this case. Chayvi Rav Ami l'shalumi lei chavisu dechamra. Migu dechavis de mishcho. So Rav Ami said he's chayv to pay for the wine, but not the oil, right? Nowadays it's a little bit different, right? The oil was more valuable, right? So he had to only pay the amount that he was maskim to within the overall cost. Kiman, so who's that like? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Ema da Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Heichad Yesh Bichlal Masayim Ona Ki Hagavna Mi Amar. Really, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says when you have the two contradicting things, so one says 100, one says 200. But in this case, they're talking about two different things. And at least in the case we had beforehand, it's all money. How much money? 200, it's only 100. Okay, so within $200, also 100. But here, they're talking about two different things. One says it's wine, one says it's oil. So, lo, tzrich l'dami. No. Really, really, it's not really a hachachshot. What's happening over here, that they're talking about the monetary value of it. So therefore, it's okay. Echad omer bidyoto helyono, ve'echad omer bidyoto hatachtono. So Amar Bichanina, Maisibol Lefon Rabbi Vitzerif Eduson. So there's a case where they were having one edus has happened on the upper floor. That's the Badyota, the top floor. And then one says it happened on the bottom floor. This Badyota Tachtona. So Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was mitzarif them. So this was like Rabbi Shuben Korcha, since they were talking about the Gufa Edus was really just what happened. They're saying the same thing. Where it happened already, that was the contradiction. But again, they hold this is an acceptable Edus. The Rambam, the Shulchan of Pasuk is like this in Hilchas Edus Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, Afal Pish 880 Monos Tzurichim Drisha VeChakira Im Hechishu Edun HaEdim Zeze VeChakiras Odrishas Edusim Batela. So even though you don't have to, but if they contradict each other, then it's Batel the Edus. Im Hechishu Zeze Bedikos Edusim Kayemis. But if the Bedikos are contradictory, so then it still counts. Ketzad Echad Omer Benisan Loivim Amenu Vasheni Omer Lo Ki El. Low key el ER, really the loan happened a month later in ER. Oh, Sha'omer Ha'echa B'Yushalayim, V'Hasheni Omer Lo, it wasn't like that. Ki el B'Lud, happened in Lud, the Maisa, Haina Edusim B'Teilim. Then that's okay. When you get the place wrong, that's no good. V'Cheni Omer Ha'echa B'Chove Shalayim, Ha'loive, V'Hasheni Omer Shal Shemin Haisa. So in our case, there was wine versus oil. Edusim B'Teilim, Shahar Ha'chushu B'Drisha. So there it's no good because they contradict themselves in the drishas. Aval, says the Rambam, Im Omer Ha'echad Mona Shachor V'Sheni Omer Mona Lovan Haya. One says black coins, one says white coins. Zemer B'Diyot Elyona V'Zemer Hayu B'Shahavo V'Sheni Omer B'Diyot HaTachtona Hayu Edusim Kayemes. So that's our case. That when they say the loan happened, just they forgot like which room it happened on. That's not the end of the world. We'll accept it. Afila Omer Ha'echad Mona Havo V'Sheni Omer Masayim Chayel Shalim Mona. Sheish bichla masayim mona. See, Paskins, if one guy says 200, one guy says 100, you pay it because we like we're saying that within the 200 is 100 as well. Vechein in omer ha'echad demei chavish shal yayin yeshlo biyado. V'zeh omer demei chavish shemin mishalim pachos shebedom. You give the lower amount. Vechein kokio tzevzeh. So the Rambam Paskins like the cases of the Gemara that we just saw. Okay, so now the Gemara continues, Uminayin lechishayetze, right? When the judge left the Beis Din, he's not allowed to, he shouldn't say to, you know what, I was on your side. I thought you were innocent, but no, what could I do? I was outnumbered. Satan Rabbonin, Minayin Chayetze Lo Yomar Hareini Mezake. I was Mezake you, Vechaveirai Mechayvim, but they thought you were guilty. Aval Ma'ase, what could I do? Shechaveir Rabbo Alive, but I was outnumbered. Satan Lomar, the Pasuk teaching me the Dayan's not allowed to say this, Lo Selech Rochabam Ba'amecho, not to be a tale bearer, a gossiper within your people, that a person goes around telling secrets is a megalisod. Sahu talmida de nofik ale kala de gale milsa de itmar be de midrasha boser esrin v'tartin shnin. So there was a certain talmid who there was a rumor about him that something happened. It should have been kept secret. So 22 years after it happened, it came out. Apke rav ami mi be midrasha omer dein gale razio. This person is a revealer of secrets. Dane, this guy is a gale razia. He tells over secrets. So what's pshat in 22? You know, is that just the case when it happened to be that 22 years later it came out? So the Magolia Sayam on the daf in Osiyud Beis says no, that they learned this out. The Talmidim learned this out by the Cherim that was with Yosef. You know, it's after Yosef was sold. So 22 years later, you know, the dramatic reunion. So the truth came out. So he says, "Save as Yikor and Chaim." Right, pasuk. Shashvatim hechrimu mishi galal Yaakov mimchiras Yosef. Right, there was a cherim. Anybody who would tell Yaakov that they sold Yosef, the boss of Chav Beis, after 22 years, hodyuhu ki o Yosef chai. So choshev osel Talmud. So this Talmud in our Gemara thought the boss of Chav Beis shonim nifka ha'iser. So it was removed. That's why he went ahead and told this after 22 years. That's like the the statute of limitations. That's how long it lasts for. But no, it came along and Rav Ami said this guy is not good. Yesterday we said over a. On yesterday's daf, we said over from the Cheshukei Chemed, the whole question, the machloikis, about whether a doctor is allowed to dictate a letter to his secretary where he's going to have to say, Lashon Hara, Rechilis, about the medical students. So this is another shaila that's really after this. What about if a child, Chas V'Shalom, is sick? Everyone should be well. Everyone should be healthy. But if a child is sick and a doctor has to relate this, is that a problem of saying of things? So he says, the tshuva near the mutter. It'd be mutter for the doctor to relate this information. Ein zedom the mikra harishon. That's not like the previous case about the medical students. Kashem esapri maharoyfe she'en chocham. You tell you this doctor, he's not so smart. V'lo mevim b'tim machlos. He doesn't understand medicine so well. Osha hu rodif betza v'gas ruach. Guy's haughty. Guy's running after... That's an embarrassment, you know, to say that here you are trying to be a doctor and the one who's supervising says you're not so good. That's a busha. Certainly the guy's a balgaiv, he's arrogant, he thinks he knows everything. So okay, you can't really tell the secretary these things about him. She doesn't need to know this. Zois says of Zoberstein Shlita. In contrast to that, when you tell the secretary this child Melech is not well, that's not a busha on the child. Hashem gave this child this sickness. Rachmanu Litzlan. The ain beyad hayelul hishdanos. It's not his ability to change. It's not the guy's a balgaiv and now he has to work on his midos. Right? Mushum kach ain bezer rechilas. That's not a problem. Rechilas. He writes af shebnei adam yistaklu alav kimesukam. That people will look at him as a sick. Child. So he writes, and again, maybe you shouldn't do this because of Shidduchim, but at the end he says, no, that's a very far-fetched thing. It's likely going to come to effect, so therefore there is no problem with writing it. Just he ends off the piece with, what about a menahel? What if a child has to be expelled or sent out of yeshiva, and they ask about him? So he writes, and this is what Rav Yoshev Zatzal also held, that they're not allowed to give over the name of the student. The Rebbe, the principal, could dictate the letter, not using the Talmud's name, and he could fill it in. And at the end he writes, if that's not able to be done, then the Rebbe or the Menahe would have to take time off his own personal vacation days in order to write the letter, right? V'lo yavor al iser rechilas. So he says a very stark musar, halacha, about not telling secrets. Okay. Nice idea to think about as we learn the daf. Says the next Mishnah. Kolzman shmevi raya soiser es adin. any time that you can bring an additional raya, we can go back and what's it called? Contradict. We could be soisa. We could reverse his din. Amalo kol raya sheish licho. So they say to him, bring any raya you can for the next 30 days. If he finds within 30 days, great, then we'll go back. So if it's after 30 days, so then we can't go back. You had your limit, you had your time period, and you couldn't get it. So why are you penalize this guy? He couldn't find anybody in 30 days. Believe me, he was looking, he couldn't. So now he finds it afterwards, he loses out. So Amalo. Next case, they say to the one of the Bali Dinim, Havi Adim, bring witnesses. For Omer Ainli Adim, I don't have. Omer Havi Raya, bring me a proof. Omer Ainli Raya, I don't have a Raya. La Achazman, Havi Raya, Umotza Adim, Hareze Ainoklum. Right? So meaning, oh, if he said he didn't have it, then he brings it, right, it's like a statement. Hareze Ainoklum, it's no good. Omer B'shim Ben Gamliel, one second, he argues. Ma yas is it? What do you want from this guy? Shelo haya yodea sheish lo edim. He didn't know he had edim. Umotza edim. Now he found somebody, you know, right? So yeah, I saw, I was at that intersection when it happened. I saw everything go down. Lo haya yodea sheish lo rai. He didn't know he had a proof. Umotza rai. Now he has. So therefore he could. Shim Ben Gamliel argues in this case as well and says he could go back and be sosa the din. Ra shem is chayev bedin. If at the beginning of the whole deliberation, so there's no raya, there's no edim for Omer, kirvu ploni uploni viduni. Come, I want to bring these two guys. They'll come give edus on my half. Oshotzi raya mitachas pundoso. He pulls out from his belt. He pulls out a raya. Harei ze enoklum. This is nothing, right? Even Shimon Gamliel will hold like this. When the guy sees that he's losing, all of a sudden, something suspicious comes out. No, that we would not accept that as a proof. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, it's Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, brings down Mishnas Chayev Adin, Behavi Adim O'Raya, Lizchuso Soiseres Adin, Vachoiser Hadin. So he was Chayev, and he brings proof that came out. Fine, we'll go back and we will retract. Nigmar Hadin, Kolzman Shehu, Mevi Raya Soiser. Even though it's done already, he can still bring and be vindicated. Right, you have 30 days to bring on, you present your case. So even if it comes after 30 days, the guy comes on day 32, that still works, right? Ma yes, hello. What do you want from me? He tried, he couldn't find, and that's like Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel is how the Rambam paskins. So starts the Gemara. Omer Rav Bar Rav Huna Halachik Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. The halacha follows Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. Omer Rav Bar Rav Huna Ein Halacha Kidivrei Chachamim. And the halacha does not follow the Chachamim. So Pshita, that's Poshit. Kevin to Omer Halacha Kerbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. We're talking about the first case. Memele Yadana Dein Halacha Ke Chachamim. So don't you, once you told us the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, so we can figure that out, then it's not like the Chachamim. No, so Ma'ad Tema, what would you have thought? What would you have said? Ha Nimili Lechad Chila Ababidi Eved Shapir Domi. You're right. We don't follow the Rabbonim like Lechad Chila, but if Bidi avad, after the fact, it already happened that the paskin like it, then that counts. Sakamashmalan, no, the chiddush is the oved mahadrinan lay. So therefore, if they followed the rabbonim, we would go back, we would choser the din and retract. Amr lo hevi edim, right? The case of the missionary says, bring me the edim. So Amr b'shim ben Gamliel, right? Amr rabba barav huna Amr rabbi yochanan halachik divrei chachamim. In this case, the halacha follows the chachamim. For Omer Rabba Barav Huna Omer Rav Yochanan Ein Halacha Kerem Shimon Ben Gamliel. So it's the same thing. This is the second case now where you told me the halacha follows the chachamim. It does not follow Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. It's pshita, right? Isn't that obvious? Came into Omar Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim V'Meili Yadana Dein Halacha Kerem Shimon Ben Gamliel. Once you tell me that we follow the chachamim, then we can figure this out on our own. That we're not going like Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. So the chiddush is like this: Devahahi ain halachik Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. Right, that case it's not like Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. Ha b'kulahu, but on all the other ones, halachik Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. So in all the other cases, in Mishnah. It does. Lafuki mihada Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Makam Sheshana Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel B'Mishnah Seinu. Any time we have halachas from Shimon Gamliel on the Mishnah, halacha kamoso, we fall like him with three exceptions. Famous three cases: Chutz Me'oriv, Vitzidon, V'Raya Achrona. So Raya Achrona is our Gemara over here. So more continues. Hahu Yanuka Disavuhu Ledina. Right, Kaimed Rav Nachman. So they brought a yanuka, a young child was brought to the Beis Din. Amuleis, they said, Islach Sahadi, do you have any witnesses? Amalahu lo. The kid says, no, I don't. Islach Rai, do you have any proofs? Amalahu lo. Sachai Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman found this little kid. I'm not sure exactly how little he was, but the yanuka found him to be chayiv. So have a kabochi v'ozo. So the kid was going and he's crying now. So Shmauhu Hanach and Ishi. So people heard him. They saw what happened. Armalei Ananya Dad Bemile Davuch. Meaning, you don't know your father's affairs, but we do. You know, you're a kid. You don't understand, but we know. We have information about your case. We know your father. Amr of Nachman Baha Afilu Rabbanan Moided Yanuka Bemile Davuch Aloyada. So even in case the Rabbanan would agree that the kids, doesn't know what's going on. So this is not a riot. It's not a problem when he says, I don't have Adam. I don't have any Raya. He did so just, stomp out of ignorance. So therefore, it's not he's trying to trick us. Now he comes to bring Adam. There is a discussion the Ketzos has from the Maharik. What if the Kotan does this? So he says, no, he has a lashon like the Hodas Kotan is in a klum, right? We don't pay any attention to that. So here it sounds like it is. Okay. Hahid is itisod the nafik shtara mitute yoda. So there was a woman who held on to a shtar. Like she was like the shlish. She was involved. She's a third party, right? Like Ruvain says that Shimon owes him $500. So Amalei, she said, Yedana b'hai shtara de friyava. I know this shtar was paid up already. So Hemna Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman believed in her and didn't allow to collect the money that said was owned in the shtar. Omer le Rav Nachman, so Rav says Nachman, Kiman. So one second, who are you going like? Rebbe, like are you going like Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, Domer Osios Niknos B'Mesira, who says that you're kona it by giving oaths. In other words, you don't need to really write it because by giving over the shtar, then you become the owner of it, right? So Omer le, no shiny hoch, that case is different. De ibaya kalate, no. That's not why, because this case, if the woman, I believe her, if she wanted, she has this shtar, she could have just burned it. So therefore, we're going to assume that it's like amigo, so we will assume that she's believing, she's telling the truth, since she could have and she didn't burn it. Ikeda Amre, I'll say it differently, lo lehem ne Rav Nachman. No, Rav Nachman did not believe her. Amalei Ravel Rav Nachman, ha, ibaya, kalate. If she wanted, then she could have burned it out, so then why didn't? I'm sorry, why did you accept it, right? So came in the Istchazik Bevei Dino, but because it was already, Muchzak and Beis Din, Ibaya Leklate Lo Amrina. No, because she can't burn it anymore. Once it's already been, it's like Mekuyim, so therefore she doesn't have that Migal, I could have burned it anymore. It doesn't work. So Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman, so he asks the Kasher Rav Nachman from the Braisa. Simpong was like a type of receipt. Right, sheyesh alav edim, and you have witnesses on this yiskayim bechoismav, so you could be mekayin the shtar based upon the people who signed it. Ain alav edim, if there are no edim on the simpon, so yatzim tachas yidei sholish. If a third person now produces it, osh yatzim achar chitum shtaros kosher. Or if an athlete already signed it, then it comes out that meaning that it was like you see written at the bottom of the things that's kosher. Alma shlish mehemlin, you see here that a shlish is believed. Right, not so. Tiyufta Rav Nachman, Tiyufta. You're right. That does disprove Rav Nachman. Ki os Rav Dimi Amar Yochanan la'olam mevi raya v'soiser. Really, a person can always bring a raya and overturn ad shis tatim ta'anosav until his tainas have been stopped up, closed up. The Omri says, Kirvu ploni ploni veiduni. Right, so now, go get so-and-so, they're going to come to testify. Yeah, those are the people that we don't believe. One second, someone asks, Hagufa Kasha. One second, that itself doesn't make sense. Omrod, Yistatim Tanosov, you said that one, his tainus become sealed up, right? So, Osun Lurabonin. That's pshat like the Rabbonin, right? Who holds that once he stopped it, he can't start bringing any more tainus.
V'hadam, and then you said kivri ish ploni uploni veheduni, right? Bring Reuven and Shimon, they're going to come give edus on me. So also Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So that's Reb Shimon ben Gamliel who says that that's the point where we don't allow you to bring any more proofs. V'chi teima kul Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So if you're going to tell me no, really everything is going like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel uperusha kamafarish. No, it's just coming to explain what it means. In other words, my, what's pshat in the words, ad shiistateim tanosot, until his claims become stopped up, ad shiomer kivu ploni uploni veiduni, until he's, that's like the simon, when he says, you know, bring these guys. Ha'omer rabba barbar chana, omer rabbi yochanan, kol makam shishon rabbi shimon ben gamliel b'mishna seinu, halacha kamoso, chutz me'orev, v'tzilim v'rayach rona. So you see, the halacha is like the rabbonin in this case. Ella, rather, must be a different version of Rabbi Yochanan. Ki osr of Shmuel bar Yehuda, Omer of Yochanan, la'ola maybe raya v'soyser. It's like this. You could always bring a raya to support your case, and that will go back now and reverse the case. Ad shistatim tanosav, until your claims have stopped. V'yom b'los, and the dayanim say to him, hey, v'edim. Now the judges say, bring edim. V'omer, he says, ain't the edim, I don't have. Havi raya, they say to him, bring a raya. V'omer, he says, ain't the raya, I don't have. Aval bo edim mi medina sayam. But if witnesses came from another country, osha haisa di sakayo shel aviv mufkedes biad achir, or he had like a bag of his father's that had shtaros and something that's documented and it was held by somebody else, meaning he's holding on to it, and now it comes, he didn't know about that, he didn't know the guy was coming from overseas, he didn't know that somebody else was holding on to important documents, hareza mevi raya v'soyser. So then yeah, in that case, of course, he can bring a raya and it will overturn the case. If you're attacking him in din, one guy says we're going here to our local base, and we're going to the vad like a Sanhedrin. So you're allowed to force him to go to the better base din, the makom havad. Omer the fun of Rabbi Lozer, say. Rabbi Loza said, Rebbe, mi shenoyse bechavei romona. The guy lent him $100. Yotzi mona amona, so now he has to spend $100 to go get back his $100? El koifinoso vidam beiro. Really, no, you can't make him go and travel now to a different basin. You do one here, in this basin. Se'it mernami, so you have another statement that supports this. Amar of Safra, Amar of Yochanan, Shnaim shinis atzmu badin. So two people who are having a based in, they're arguing. Echad Omer Nodun Khan, one guy says we're going to judge it here. Ve'echad Omer Nelech L'Makom Havad, we're going to go to the place of the Sanhedrin. So Koifin Oso V'Don Be'iro. So yeah, we force the guy who wants to leave and do it here in the city. Ve'im Hutruch Dover Lishol Koisvin L'Shalchin. Meaning, and if you need to get a little bit more of an expertise, then you'll write it out and you can they'll send a response, but you don't have to pay expenses to go travel to leave your town. V'im Omer Kisvu V'snu Li Me'eze Tam Dan Tuni. So this is an important halacha to know that if you're allowed, if someone gives a psak, you're allowed to ask what it's based upon. A person comes to a rav for a psak and he says, this is the halacha, you owe, you don't owe, tame, tohar, whatever psak he gives, a person's allowed to say, it's a din shulchan aruch, you're allowed to say, tell me, right? What's this based upon, the psak, right? So another, just since we're talking about Yibum case now, that she would have to follow her Yavam to in order to have the she goes to him in order to have the Yibum performed, but the Yavam doesn't have to go to her. Sa'ad Kama, so how far does she have to go? So Amravami Afili mi Tiveria litzipori. She has to go all the way from Tiveria to Sipori. Right, the chiddush is that the based in Tveri is more chosha than the one in Tzipori. Omer of Kahana, Mikra. So where's the what's your source for this? So Fakaru Lo Zikne Iro. It says that they will call to him the elders of his town. Velo Zikne Iro, and not the Zakenim, the elders, the Rabbonim of her city. So that's the diak. Omer Meimar Hilchasa. The halacha is that if, again, one person wants to go to the Sanhedrin and the Vad and the other one doesn't, we could force him to go to the Vad. Why? Amr le Rav Ashi la Meimar, one second, ha Amr Rav Elozer, koifinoso vedan beiro. We just said that, you know, you had to do in your own city. That's when the loive, the one who was borrowing it, said to the malve, "Aval malve, but the malve eved lo v'le ish malve." So the borrower is an eved. He's a servant. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. So the one who's borrowing, he's like an eved. He has to go to wherever the malve tells him to. Shlochu lei lemar ukva. So they sent a letter to Mar Ukva. They called him Lidaziv le kivar kibar bisya, right? Shalom. So the one who has light, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is called the child of Bisya. We'll see the Rashi in a second as to why he's called that and not the son of Yocheved. Ukvan habavli kovel kadamona. So the Ukvan of this guy named Ukvan from Bavel, he was complaining. He says, Yirmiyo achi hevir alai es haderech. So what he did to him, either he castrated him or something like that. He did something very wrong to him. Ve'imulo hisi'uhu v'yira ponenu b'Tveria. He says, go tell him that I want to see him here where we are in Tveria. We're gonna judge him. Zagu fakasha. One second. It's hard to understand. Amad imulo. So he says, tell him sa'ama danuhu atun. You're gonna judge him. Hisi'uhu v'yira ponenu b'Tveria. But no, come bring him to Tveria. Ama shedaruhu hacha. That we're gonna judge him over here. So which is it? Where is he gonna be? Get his day in court. El hachi kamen. This is really what he said. Imrule, tell him dayin atun. So if he listens to you, you're gonna judge him. Vitzais tzais. And if he's going to listen, then he'll listen, and you'll take care of it there in your local beis din. Ve'ilo, but if the guy refuses, then hasi'uhu v'yiru panenu b'Tveria. Then bring him here, and we will judge him here in Tveria. Ravashi amar dini knasos ava. Right. So one second. This is a knas. Whatever he did to him. Right. Ubavel lo dini dini knasos. We don't judge knasos in chutz laaretz. V'ha d'shalachu lehachi kidei lechalakovel lemar ukva. You're right. That we just sent this over to Mar Ukva, that like they were like giving him the cover that it was special for Mar Ukva that he could do it, but really they couldn't judge and he had to go to Eretz Yisrael. I just want to do Rashi. Rashi points out in Lizivle Kvar Bisya, right? So they called Mar Ukva by this title, Kimoshe Shehu Ben Basya, right? They called him like Moshe, who was the son of Basya. I think the Chumash name is Bisya, but everyone just calls her Basya. Lemisha Makrin or pon of Kemoshe Rabbeinu Shkidalto Bisya Basparo. The person who had the shine of his face. You, Mar Ukva, have the shine in your face, just like Moshe Rabbeinu had the shine in your face. So they're comparing Mar Ukva to Moshe. Loshanacha, says Rashi, Kivar Beise. You're like bias, like you're like a Ben Bias. Kemoshe who Ben Bias. Tichsi b'chol Beisi Nemon. Who Moshe was so familiar. He's loyal. He's one of the Ben Bias. With the Ziv lay. So why did he have this Ziv, this light? Al Shem Shahaya Chocham. Because he was a big Talmud Chocham. Tichsi the Chochmas Odom. Torponov. That the Chochma, the wisdom of a person, will cause his face to shine. So now Rashi says something very interesting. Says umatzasi b'sefer hagada, I found in a agada shahay mar ukva bal teshuva. The mar ukva was a bal teshuva. Shenosin ena beisha achas v'hel libo tina v'nofo v'choli. He made himself lovesick over this woman who was osur to him. Ve'ishes ishaisa, and because she was married, so Mar Ukva was sick over this. Le'yamim, it happened. Nitzrucha l'lavos mimenu. She needed to borrow money from him. Umetoch dochaka nisratzis lo. And because she was in such pressing financial situation, she was willing to behave inappropriately with him, do an avera with Mar Ukva. V'kavish yitzro, but Mar Ukva conquered his Yitzhahara, Upatr l'shalom v'nisrape. He sent her away, he had money, and didn't do anything inappropriate, didn't sin with her, and he was healed. K'shahaya yoytze l'shuk. Then when Mar Ukva went out to the market, hayaner dolik barosho min hashemayim. He had a special heavenly light shining on him. Va'al shem kach, because of this, karile remnosin tzutziso. That's why he was called tzutziso, like lashon of light, m'seches Shabbos, daf nun vav min beiz, hochanami l'hochi kos v'lei, hochi al shem ha'or shahaya zoreach olav. Because he had such a beautiful shine to him. And that's a theme, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, there is a it is controversial, but there's a statement, that the Tiferes Yisroel writes at the end of Maseches Nedarim, a mashal of a king who had the special koach that he could look at people's face and he could tell the tchunos hanefesh of a person. So he hired an artist to go out to travel to the Midbar, draw a picture of the great Jewish leader of this Moshe Rabbeinu. The guy draws a picture of Moshe and he comes back and he shows to the king, and the king's furious. He says, this person's a Rosha Marusha, he's a Rotzeach, he's a Ganav, he's a terrible person. This is the leader. He wants to kill the artist. The guy says, no, this is what he really looks like. So the king says, I'm going for myself. And he goes out there and he sees, yeah, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu looked like. And he doesn't understand. So when the Tiferes Yisrael quotes it, is that Moshe says, you're right, I was born with those qualities. I had the potential to be like that, but I worked on myself. I conquered myself. I was Kovish Mayetzer. So therefore, I became the Moshe Rabbeinu. That's very similar to what you see here, this Rashi, this Haggadah, that he ends off the parak with, that so too by Mar Ukva. What's the third connection? That the idea of Basir, Bisya, so she herself rebelled against her natural characteristics. That according to one version, she ended up marrying Kalev. Because just like Kalev rebelled against his surroundings, he didn't speak Lashon Hara with the other Meraglim, so too Bisya rebelled against her upbringing, her surroundings. She rebelled against Paranov, his evil Gezeras, and did the right thing. So I think that's a beautiful and a powerful message of in Shemayim, that's what causes us to gain points when we are Kovish or Yetzer. Nobody's born perfect. Perfection is just a word in the dictionary. We have to work on ourselves and keep trying to improve in our Avodas Hashem. Hadun Alach Zeborer.